All right. So, with the CHR and the Woodland, you have two new variations on this platform that started with the BZ4X and now BZ. So let's start up with a little bit of what has changed, what has evolved from a platform perspective, if anything, and what other technical changes have been made to these vehicles to get to where they are today from what we saw last year with the BZ.
Yeah, for start with the BZ4X in 2022, and then we started with that vehicle, and we had a lot of voice from the market, like range and charging speed and some infotainment or that kind of things. So we decided to have a better battery EV kind of baseline. And then to do that, we improved battery. We have a bigger battery right now. And also we changed motor, which has a silicon carbide ECU, the control system. And also we
Power electronics.
Yes, power source. And then also we changed the heating system, the battery and the heating and the cooler sound system for the battery. And also we added the preheating of the battery. And then with these changes, I think we have a very good basement for the battery EV to catch up other competitors. And then from that is a BZ 26 model year last year. And then from that model, we think we want to cover more lifestyles. And then this is good daily SUV. And then what if people want to have more space and more power and a more adventure style lifestyle? And then that is a busy Woodland right now. And then what if there's a single couple and small family wants to have a more emotional lifestyle or emotional kind of styling car? That is a CHR. So we have now three variations to cover a lot of lifestyles.
Was this mostly on consumer feedback from the original, or
from a feedback basis?
Where did the information come from to inform the changes?
Well, we have multiple sources of the information, like from US and from European countries. And many people talk about the essential battery EV performance, and also the what if we can have a bigger one or smaller one, that kind of voice. Also, we have predicted. Also dealer, also dealer.
プラットフォームの共通化とかそういうのってなんか工夫しましたか？ウッドランド、CHR と BZ の中で。
Well, the platform wise, we already established a good platform for the BZ4X, so we use that improved BZ platform for the refund. And the CHR is actually a little bit modified. It has a shorter wheelbase, but still similar components. So,
The CHR, even though it has a shorter wheelbase and still has the same battery capacity,
yes.
Did that pose any problems with packaging, or was there enough space from the original wheelbase, and when you shortened the wheelbase, was there enough space to still package the battery? Okay.
What's the relationship with Subaru like? Is it a cooperative development relationship, and then your engineers and their engineers work together?
We work together to make a platform, and then we make a Toyota own kind of a car, like a suspension tuning or that kind of things. And the Subaru is doing their tuning. So basement, we co-develop. And then each model, it's kind of a separate tuning.
So earlier during the presentation this morning, there was some discussion about the off-road capabilities for the Woodland. Can you talk a little bit more about what some of the capabilities are with the BZ Woodland in terms of going off-road? What's been done from a software perspective to enhance the capability, if anything, relative to the BZ?
Yeah, I think for the Woodland, I can say the two things. One is more power. Now it has 167 on the front, 167 on the rear. It has more
kilowatt.
Yes, that's kilowatt.
That's kilowatt. Yeah.
So it has more power than the BZ, which is good for the off-road kind of powerful driving. And another one is that we have special edible control for the woodland only, which is the that logic is sensing the rotation difference between the right arm side tire and the left arm side tire when you're cornering. I say the inside tire and outside tire. And then using that information to adjust the torque amount between the front and the rear, which is the oversteer understeer control, I say. So that makes you easy to drive on the rough road. And also the it's good for the on-road too. So it's more like precise line tracing.
As I was going to ask, right, if you're trying to make it follow what the driver is asking for,
right?
A little more, exactly. A little more precisely. Okay.
Is that part of X mode?
Not part of the X mode.
It's independent.
It's outside of that X mode.
Okay. So the base BZ doesn't have that?
Base BZ doesn't have it. We started with Woodland. Yeah.
Okay. So it's Woodland only.
Did you know you can support Wheel Bearings directly? Head to patreon.com/wheelbearingsmedia and you can become a patron today. Your contributions will help fund the platforms and tools we use to bring the podcast to you. And exclusives and improvements are already on the way thanks to your generosity. So if you want to be part of an automotive podcast like no other, head to patreon.com/wheelbearingsmedia.
We've updated the Wheel Bearings merch store, and now there's a whole bunch of new choices, new colors, new styles, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, hats, mugs, travel mugs, stickers, aprons, tote bags, you name it. You can get your Wheel Bearings merch at shop.wheelbearings.media. Go check it out. That's shop.wheelbearings.media.
One of the things you mentioned was the basic tuning, making the Woodland a little more rear biased in terms of the power delivery. You got the same size motors on there, but are you using the front or using the rear more, dialing back the front motor output and biasing the torque delivery towards the rear axle most of the time?
Yes, because we have a bigger motor for the Woodland.
Mm-hmm.
And it's normal situation, basically at 50-50, we are using the torque like a 50-50. But it can change. It's changeable between 30-70, 70-30. So it depends on the road surface. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I'm driving it today, on the curving roads out here, given the type of vehicle it is, it feels very, very nimble and responsive. So it's quite fun, even on the all-terrain tires. And another thing we mentioned, it's got slightly more ground clearance than the base BZ. And that, I take it, is just due to the tire size. You got a little taller tire than what you have on the BZ.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
At lunch today, the journalists were sitting around talking about the driving and talking about the lack of one step.
Oh, and one pedal.
Is that something you would ever consider doing if you got a lot of feedback from consumers?
We have a lot of advice from the customer and the dealers and the many peoples. And currently, we are not using one pedal system because we won't rely on the customer. I mean, that we want customer to decide where they stop and where they go. So with one pedal, it's kind of relying on the system when you stop. But for the safety, we want customer to decide where to stop. Now you want to stop.
So more engagement from the customer, right? And more responsibility.
Well, responsibility for the customer. So the safety, yes, for safety, yes.
Okay.
Given that is something that could be done entirely in software, doesn't require a hardware change, is there any possibility that you would consider making that option for drivers who do want that option?
Well, for its future plan, we will think about that, but the current three,
okay.
We will stick with our idea right now, but
okay. Going beyond the powertrain system, the interior, obviously you've got the
same interior upgrades that you did to the BZ last year, which is great. The infotainment system, it's still the previous generation mm-hmm. now of Toyota multimedia system. Mm-hmm. Was there any consideration, or I guess, would this platform support using the newer system that just recently launched on the RAV4, the mm-hmm. Arene platform base?
All day.
Is that something that could be updated into these vehicles?
Could be in the future.
Okay, yeah. Would that require updates to the electronic architecture, or could it be done on the existing platform?
Existing platform, we can do that.
Okay, great. Because I think that is a nice update.
Right.
I do like that system.
That on the other hand,
no, it's all right. One thing for me personally mm-hmm. that's nice to see, you know, with a car like the BZ Woodland. I am personally a fan of station wagons, station wagon form factor. We had several of them when our children were growing up, and I think, you know, we would prefer cars to SUVs. And so it's nice to see an option, you know, in that shape of car. Because you get that extra utility, that extra space in the back there, but it still drives like a car. So congratulations for
thank you very much. Thank
you. Was that your intent? Was to be more
Yeah, personally, I like this wagon too. And then in US, it's kind of rare, but when you look at the European market, it's still there. So that globally, I think that wagon style is still okay. Yeah.
Isn't it more of a marketing thing? People just don't like station wagon in the US?
Sure. is it getting any better?
It's like minivan.
As long as you like mower and crossover, it doesn't matter what it actually
exactly.
is. Let's call it a crossover. People will buy it.
If you know the marketing thing.
Yeah, we're not technically calling it a station wagon.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a wagon. It's a crossover. You know, how does crossover do that? And to be fair,
most of what is labeled as an SUV or a crossover in the U.S. market, mm-hmm. it's a car. Let's see.
Or a station wagon.
Or a station wagon.
Yeah.
Either a hatchback or a station wagon. It's not really an SUV.
But yeah. An ex-station wagon, actually, the Land Cruiser 300 official name is...
Oh, yeah, station wagon. Yeah. The biggest line person. Yeah, it's big. The actual name and the official name is Land Cruiser station wagon. Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Oh,
appreciate it. Thank you.
My pleasure.